说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn
Chinese.
Hello, you're listening to Chinese pod. I'm Jenny.
I'm John.
那今天我们的 intermediate 中级课程呢，要来说一下啊嚏，打喷嚏。
Ah, it's all about sneezing today.
嗯，打喷嚏。
Our mics are dripping.
啊，太恶心了。那其实这个 sneeze 啊，就是打喷嚏啊。
Okay, so the verb is 打。
打，对。
And the sneeze.
喷嚏，喷嚏。
Okay, so a 喷嚏 is a sneeze. That's first tone and fourth tone.
那好像打喷嚏会有一些含义是吧?
Yeah, in Chinese culture, sneezes have all kinds of interesting meanings.
哦，那我们现在就听听看。
All right.
What?
有人想你了吧?
什么意思?
打一声喷嚏代表有人想你啊。那么多喷嚏应该是有人在背后骂你。
才不会呢，我人缘超好。
也可能是你家要来客人了。
你真迷信。
啊，你打得这么厉害肯定是感冒了。离我远点，别传染给我。
别怕，我是阿嚏花粉过敏。
All right, so Jenny, if I look at the first line of this dialogue,
是的
and I don't really recognize that second character, I might be tempted to think this is someone's name.
阿嚏是吧？
对，
有一个人被人家很 affectionately 叫做阿嚏。
All right, but this ah is not some kind of name prefix. This is an onomatopoeia, right?
对。那我觉得每个人打喷嚏的这个声音也不太一样。有些人是啊嚏，有些人是啊嚏。
But we can't have infinite onomatopoeia for a sneeze, so this is the one that Chinese has settled on.
对，但是嚏这个字好像挺复杂哦。
It's a complicated character.
对。
We might have a confession later in this podcast.
好的。
Let's move on.
好，那就看看打喷嚏都有什么含义，都有什么意思啊？好像有人想你了，你会打喷嚏，是吧？
Yeah, so let's look at that pattern. We see this several times in the dialogue, this 有人。
对，有人想你了。那这个意思呢，就是说，有一个人正在做想你的这个动作。正在做这件事。
Yeah, so it could be like, there is a person, 有人。
对。
Or you could think of it as somebody.
没错。
Someone.
是的。就好像对话后面又说啊，你打喷嚏应该是有人在骂你，对吧？
Alright, so somebody is talking bad about you.
对的。那这个人啊，他说打一声喷嚏呢，是代表有人想你。打一声喷嚏代表有人想你。
Alright, let's take a look at this. This is a little tricky. So we know 打喷嚏 means sneeze.
对。
So what do we have here? We have something in the middle.
一声喷嚏，一声喷嚏。
So one voice, 一声。
其实讲的就是一个喷嚏。
All right, so this is a measure word, right?
嗯。
So the measure word for sneeze is...
一声，一声。
All right, first tone ending in ng.
对，其实也可以说打一个喷嚏，也可以用个。
Okay, so the rules are a little bit lax for the measure words on the sneeze.
好，那它代表有人想你。代表有人想你。
All right, let's look at this word, 代表。That's fourth tone and third tone.
对。
This word, literally, it often means represent, to represent. But it also means like to mean.
对。
其实 there's a very famous song about this, right?
月亮代表我的心。喷嚏代表我想你。这也可以变成一首歌。
And probably not quite as catchy.
对。那刚刚我们说到啊，打喷嚏也可能是有人在背后骂你，有人在背后骂你。
Yeah, so we have this word 骂 right? Fourth tone.
对。
You look it up in the dictionary and it'll tell you like to curse someone. Or it's not quite the same as curse in English. It could just mean yell at someone.
没错，或者就是说坏话。
Yeah, talk bad about someone.
对吧?
You call someone stupid, you're also mying them, right?
嗯,没错。
Okay, so how are we mying them in this case?
在背后骂你,在背后骂你。
Okay, so literally, behind the back.
对。
All right, so talking bad about someone behind their back. How do we say that?
在背后骂你。这个非常不好哦。
Yeah, it's not good. I wouldn't do that, Jenny.
是的。而且只要你的人缘超好啊，你的人缘超好，所以你肯定不会在背后骂人，也不会有人在背后骂你。
谢谢。Well, before I say 谢谢, let's make sure we know what 人缘 means.
哎，那么人缘呢，意思就是你和别人的关系。
Okay. So if you say 人缘is really good, that means you get along well with other people.
没错。
You keep good relations with people.
对，你可以说我人缘很好，或者也能说我很有人缘。
Okay, so that's two second tones. And this 人, of course, means person.
对。
And 缘, is that fate?
Fate, connection, 这种意思啊。
Okay.
人缘，那当然也可以说人缘不好，就是说别人都不喜欢你。
不可能。
我没有说你嘛。
Okay. All right, thanks.
不要紧张，也不要迷信，迷信。
Okay, so now we're talking about superstition.
哎，对，其实说到打喷嚏，它代表什么什么东西啊？这个都是一点迷信，对吧？迷信。
Okay, so 迷信 superstition, second tone, fourth tone.
也是可以做名词或者形容词啊。
Okay, so sneezing can be related to various superstitions. But let's get back to the act of sneezing itself.
诶,对,那当我们说一个人打很多喷嚏的时候啊,我们可以说,打得这么厉害,打得这么厉害。
Okay, so we already know that what we're dying is 喷嚏,so we can drop that.
对。
And then to say that you're sneezing a lot or sneezing like mad, you can say
这么厉害,因为厉害就是表示程度。非常的强，对吧？
Yeah, so 厉害 meaning a lot or really strongly.
对，在英文你们可能就说 a lot, 比如说 sneeze a lot. 中文我们说打得这么厉害 cry a lot, 哭得这么厉害。
Okay. Or you can just say 哭得很厉害，打得很厉害。
对，没错，都行哈。那当然，你看到一个人打喷嚏呢，会觉得有点恶心，可能会让他离我远点儿。离我远点儿。
Okay, so this phrase is really useful. In English, we have a very idiomatic way of saying, like, you know, get away from me.
对。
Keep away from me.
对。
This is a very idiomatic way to say it in English, and in Chinese, it's totally different.
离我远点儿。离我远点儿。
Okay, so kind of literally distance yourself further.
对。离就是这个距离。
Right. So it's second tone, 离。
对。远一点儿。对吧？离我远点儿。
A bit farther.
别传染给我啊！别传染给我，因为对话里的人，他以为他的朋友打喷嚏是感冒了，对吧
？Okay. So 传染 that means literally like transmit a disease.
是的。
To infect somebody.
对对对，这个叫传染啊。
And then 传染给 person.
哎。
Infect them.
对。
Give it to them.
但是今天对话里的人他不是感冒啊，他是花粉过敏，花粉过敏。
Okay, 花粉is pollen, right?
对。
First tone, third tone.
花里面的粉，里面的 powder, 哈。
Right.
花粉，然后很多人是过敏，对吧？过敏。
All right, that's fourth tone, third tone. Allergy.
对。
So literally pollen allergy.
那当然过敏的时候就会打喷嚏。打得很厉害啊
Yeah, some people
我觉得今天的对话我们的同事打喷嚏打得非常好哈我们再来听一遍吧
Okay
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia And the question for you is For what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph B, the colonoscopy C, the HSK test Or D, the CAT scan
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, ChinesePod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
What?
有人想你了吧?
什么意思？
打一声喷嚏代表有人想你啊。那么多喷嚏，应该是有人在背后骂你。
才不会呢，我人缘超好。
也可能是你家要来客人了。
你真迷信。
你打得这么厉害，肯定是感冒了。离我远点，别传染给我。
别怕，我是花粉过敏。
All right, so Jenny, this lesson, of course, is all about a person sneezing.
打喷嚏，没错。
But I've noticed it kind of splits into two halves. Mm? So the first half, we're talking about sort of superstitions, right?
对，就是有一点迷信，对吧？
Right, exactly. But when the person just doesn't stop sneezing, then they make a change, and what do they start suggesting?
就是你可能生病了，感冒了。
Right, 别传染给我， right?
是的。
And of course, the final explanation is...
过敏，花粉过敏，huh?
Right, so I think you see that a lot in Chinese culture, just the juxtaposition of superstition and science.
对
It's, of course, in any culture this happens, but you know, for a foreigner like me, it just seems a little more obvious, perhaps.
但我觉得现在我们对于比如打喷嚏啊这样的迷信这种含义啊，只是随便说说，当开玩笑，不会很严肃的觉得，我打喷嚏是因为有人想我了。
Okay, so it's already kind of faded to sort of almost a joke.
没错，没错。
It's not a strongly held superstition.
对的。
All right, but before we end this podcast, Jenny, I gotta share something with our listeners.
你还有一个 confession 是吧？
Not really a confession. A revelation.
A revelation 是什么呢？
So we have this word 喷嚏。
对。
And 阿嚏。This character 嚏。
对。
It's actually really hard, even for Chinese people.
是，这个字因为平时不太用，非常非常少出现哈。
Right, so if you give a Chinese person a pen and piece of paper and you tell them, write 喷嚏的嚏。
十个人里面有九个半都写不出。
Nine and a half people out of ten can't write it. But Jenny, you can, right?
我是那半个吧。但是这可以是一个 fun challenge for your Chinese friend or...
And it's a reminder that learning Chinese characters is quite a challenge.
Even for a native speaker.
Right. But you can learn them. You don't have to learn them all. Learn the frequent ones and you'll be doing fine.
对，那当然可以到 ChinesePod.com 上面继续学习。
And we'll see you there.
好，我们明天再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.ChinesePod.com.You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0934.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0934 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0934.